death is in itself a technical subject, you can, with considerable confidence, reassure some husband whose wife is dying or has just died that she got out all right and she is going someplace to pick up a mock. If you got there while that person could still talk, still communicate, nest-wise, with you, in the last moments, they usually have something spotted, something planned. Now, the person doesn't just back out ordinarily, forget all about it. They back out of it with full identity. They hang around for quite a while. They're usually there for the funeral, certainly. They very often hang around their possessions and so forth, see that they're not abused. And they can be given considerable drops in tone and given upsets if their wishes aren't carried out with regard to certain things. I wouldn't go so far as to say that any Thetans in this day and age, outside of Scientology, had any force or ability to punish people for not carrying out their wishes after death. But certainly it used to happen. And people then said this was superstition and science was against superstition. Well, it's quite interesting that we have turned around the other way and we find out what's science and what's superstition, and we find out that a being is capable of almost anything, providing it is within his ability to execute. Now, sometimes a Thetan gets so furious that he gets hallucinatory. He goes around killing his enemies in all directions, and they don't even exist. Motto, have your reality in good condition before you die. There are many processes which exteriorize people and give them a high-level reality on this. Amongst those processes, the key process that produces the phenomena without any great shock is old stop. Change and start produces the phenomenon of exteriorization rather easily. Even on somebody who is terribly dead in his head, you can ask him to keep his head from going away and he's liable to blow out. Next time you run it on him, he's liable not to. But I've taken people who were terribly dead in their head. This is the clincher. Thetans do not become body cells. Thetans do not become walls. Thetans can get out of any trap they're in, but sometimes it's better to be in a trap than nowhere. That's true of most people. And a Thetan does back out. He very often carries with him a theta body. He's got some sort of mocked-up body on the past track, which is a number of facsimiles of old bodies he has misowned and he is carrying along with him, and which control mechanism of which he uses to control the body he is using. That's all there is to a theta body. It's a facsimiles of old bodies he's had and controlled, and he uses these same sets of controls on any new body he picks up. And he eventually develops quite a heavy, thick, automatic control theta body. They're quite interesting. Many times they have electronic claws and all sorts of things. Usually the theta body structure has an electronic beam that goes down each of the fingers, and he opens and closes his hand with sort of beams. This is going off into structure. But he sometimes pulls out with this theta body complete and simply takes it along. He can also pull out of the theta body, but he hasn't got a prayer of ever becoming a cell. Not a prayer. You can hope, but it won't do you very much better. Now, I have made an actual test of this, and I can assure you this is the case. I've taken people who were totally dead in their head, had no perception of any kind, could not possibly have gotten out of their heads, would have been the people, as weak as they were, that would have gotten stuck in bodies and gone on the genetic lines and had very many disastrous things happen to them. And I have fed them such things as Ipecac, which is very vile material, which made them so ill that they thoroughly hoped they would die. And in each and every case, when they would get very, very low and very close to the borderline, why they would go out, one fellow went out and sat on a bellboy and just sat there for a long time feeling very sad about the whole thing, and then came back and noticed the body was getting better, so he picked it up again. This was done to him again, and he did more or less the same thing, but he knew he was being fooled this time. So he didn't go so far, and he came back rather rapidly. But one way or another, I've managed to exteriorize anybody had anything to do with. And they have known who they were and what they were doing after they got out of their heads. And this rather demonstrates conclusively that a person does not get trapped, and that death is just another phenomenon, and it's about as dangerous and upsetting as losing your family or your pocketbook or some other possession. And a person loses his body, and after that behaves accordingly, and out of this a great mystery is made. But that is death, the phenomena of. And I hope sometime or another you may have no use for this whatsoever. Thank you.